just want to hear from you, and I don't think that's too much to ask, and it's really stressing me out that you're not calling.
877-937-1047. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. I got a DM from Dana last night, and she was asking about a certain horoscope situation. And she goes, can you have Peyton do this? And I was like, you know what? You should ask, because this is really interesting. Good morning, Dana.
Hi, good morning.
What is your situation and what is the horoscope vibe you asked for?
Okay, so I'm really nervous because it's always so fun to talk to you guys. But I wanted to ask Peyton if she could read like a quick little like compatibility between signs, because I'll go through it really quickly. And I know this is like totally not okay, and I'm aware of that, but I work with this guy and he is just like, anytime I need to speak with him, I always sound like a dummy because I can't, like, speak. Because he's just, like, so hot. And I, like, can't form the right words. And then I, like, daydream about him. And then I, like, nightdream about him. And I was just wondering if Peyton could do, like, a Capricorn, Pisces, compatibility kind of read.
Which one are you?
I'm Capricorn.
Okay, and he's the Pisces. But there's even one more layer to this story, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, he's married.
Oh. No.
Small detail.
Spicy.
And so is this a fantasy or are you actually wishing for something to happen?
I don't know. It's like a little bit bold. Obviously, I would never, but I want to make it clear, I would never make the first move.
Okay, so you know he's married, but if he made a move on you, you're okay with it.
Yeah, because I'm not married.
Okay. Oh okay.
You don't know. Terrible as it is, it's like you really don't owe them anything. Like,
just you know, common decency.
Well, yeah, but that's true. But I'm just saying, like, if you really look at it, it's like he's the one that's cheating.
Okay.
Yeah, just common decency.
Okay. Either way,
but we're not judging. We're not judging.
Do you have the horoscope Pisces vibe? Let's see what they are.
I do.
It's Pisces and Capricorn. Okay, what do you got?
All right, we'll start with Pisces because Pisces in your romantic life, you guys need to do something a little silly with regards to your romantic life. So whatever that means, if it's, you know, maybe venturing out, seeing, you know, some other options, that's an option for you. But honestly, you kind of need to take some time to regain your credibility for Pisces.
So how's that sound so far for him?
Minus the regain credibility or that part, I liked it.
Yeah.
Okay, now Capricorn.
So for Capricorn, get ready for some deep discussions between you and a lover. Because if you've been avoiding a certain issue associated with some things, then you definitely need to have that conversation and it'll clear everything up once and for all.
What does that mean, Peyton?
I don't know. What does that mean? You have to tell me.
I don't know.
I feel like maybe this is saying like it might be time to maybe have that conversation. I don't know. Do you guys work in the workplace?
Even though they're nothing, what are we?
Just leave them alone.
Do you think, could he be clueless about how you feel, or does he have any idea?
I don't know, because I'm naturally just like a hi, good morning kind of person. Like engaging, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know. I want to say yes. So I was talking to my friend last night, and she was like, maybe he does have a crush on you because you're so weird around him. You get so giddy. And I was like, oh, that's good though, right?
I feel like it would be more fun for you if you just leave it as a crush, because if you took it to the next level, it could get very messy.
That's true.
And make your work like really crazy uncomfortable.
And your life crazy and uncomfortable.
You don't want to mess with that. What if even if you did have fun, what if his wife is going to be hurt and you're really, you know, really destroying another person's life just for a crush?
Oh my gosh. Rich.
Or you just go for it. How many of these second marriages or something like that happen where the person marries a mistress and they live happily ever after?
Oh my gosh.
There's hundreds of stories like that.
I mean, that does happen.
Yeah. So Dana, there's different ways of looking at it. It's all your attitude determines your altitude.
But
well, I have some good news for you, Dana, okay?
Yeah.
Because Pisces and Capricorns are very compatible, in all caps, very compatible. So even though you guys are like polar opposites, you guys bring out like the strength to your relationship. So Pisces, you guys are attracted to Capricorns, like steady, loyal personality. And Capricorns are drawn to Pisces, intuitive and supportive nature. So you guys are both earth and water signs, and you guys get along really well.
All right.
Yeah.
It's all in the cards. Let us know, Dana. Good luck, and thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you so much.